蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。在上期的节目当中呢，查尔斯为我们推荐了一本特别精彩的书，就是《天路历程》，同时呢，也跟我们介绍了约翰本人他自己的人生经历以及他信仰的状况。那也许朋友你对《天路历程》这本书呢并不是特别熟悉，那在今天的节目当中呢，李诺先来给你介绍一下这一本约翰本人在狱中基本完成的书籍。《天路历程》这本书呢是英国古典文学名著，被誉为英国文学中最著名的寓言，是英国文学史上最具代表性的宗教寓言故事，在西方国家中通常被看作是仅次于圣经的基督教重要经典。这本书主要讲述的是一个坚忍的基督徒为寻求永生而踏上荆棘遍布的漫漫长旅，充满危险、诱惑与灾难的尘世被他一步步抛弃，只为负罪的灵魂在高天之上得到迎接。这本小说呢被人们评价为人物形象丰满、想象奇特、故事生活化，对人性弱点的关照尖锐而深刻，信仰的热情呢震撼人心。那么说到这本书吸引人的地方呢，就像查尔斯上期节目当中所谈到的，这本书的主人公，那位名为基督徒的主人公呢，他不是一个完美的英雄，他有灰心、有失望、有焦虑、有沮丧，甚至呢有许多犯错误的时候。但是正是因为这样子呢，反而是引起我们的共鸣，因为我们都知道人性当中许多的弱点，我们自己也曾经经历过那些可以说是灰暗的、不光彩的情形。那么就像主人公基督徒所经历的这个天路历程一样，我们每一个人的人生呢都是一个经历，有的长有的短。当然呢，你的目的地在哪里取决于你所选的方向是哪里，就是你内心当中有一个什么样的期待，期待将来有一天你能走到什么地方去。当然我们的国人呢通常都是比较务实的，比较容易或者是喜欢去追求一些看得见的，比如说一个比较高的地位，或者说是许多的金钱，或者是某一些的物质。但是话说回来，钱财终究是身外之物，名利也是转眼即逝，那这些东西不能长存，我们人生的意义到底在哪里呢？是不是意味着说，无论你怎么努力，你如果只是为了这些物质的东西，到头来你的人生依然是没有意义的呢？我想这是我们需要思考的一个问题。在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯会跟我们详细的分享《天路历程》这本书其中所表达的一些观点，透过故事中的这些对话，让我们更深层次的去思想我们人生的意义和方向到底应该怎样去选择。
Our life is a journey, a pilgrimage, but we have a glorious destination.And that's hard to remember sometimes, I know that. We get so comfortable in this world that we forget we're headed somewhere far better. But we shouldn't be content to just settle in here, to make our home here in this world. We're meant to have hearts on fire for the goal of reaching this celestial city, Mount Zion, where we'll finally gaze on the face of our Savior and get to be with him forever.
我们的人生是个旅程，天路朝圣之旅。我们的目的地充满荣耀，不过有时候我们不记得这一点，我们在这个世界太舒适，以致忘了我们正向一个更美之地走去。我们不应该以在地上安居为满足，把这世界当成永远的家，我们应该带着火热的心朝向天城锡安山走去，在那里我们得以亲眼见到救主，并且永远与他同在。
Psalm 84:5-7 Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who've set their hearts in pilgrimage as they pass through the Valley of Baca. They make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength until each appears before God in Zion.
诗篇八十四篇五到七节说，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。他们行走，力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
Blessed are those who set their hearts in pilgrimage. Well, blessed are the pilgrims.
心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。天路客有福了。
As pilgrims headed for Zion, we're really blessed in three ways that I can think of. We're blessed because we've left behind all the hopelessness and sin of former lives. Not only that, we're blessed by what's ahead, a dream come true of joy, a glorious destination, the presence of God. And finally, we're blessed as we travel toward that city.The dry valleys become places of springs as the Lord gives us living water when we need it.
作为朝向西安的天路客，我们有三方面的福气，因为我们已经放下了这世上的罪恶与绝望，而且在我们前头的目的地充满荣耀与真实的喜乐，那是神的同在。还有，当我们朝着天城前进，旅途中干燥的山谷会变为泉源之地。因为当我们有需要，神会给我们活水，这些都是我们所领受的福气。
And that's all the time, of course. We don't have to travel in our own strength. We're carried along in the strong arms of the Lord who renews our strength each day. We have a great hope that makes the hardships of the journey seem a whole lot easier. It's good to be a pilgrim.
当然了，神会一直帮助我们。我们不需要只靠自己的力量来走人生路，神将我们抱在他强健的臂膀中，天天更新我们的力量。旅途中即使遇到艰难，我们也有极大的盼望，感觉不那么难过。做天路客真是好啊。
But that doesn't mean the journey is always smooth, because it's not. We all know it's not. There are times when we get stuck. We get stuck in a rut. We get stuck in the mud.And we also wander off the path. We lose sight of who we are and exactly where it is we're going, which is why we need a guide, a spiritual map, something to tell us what to expect on this journey.
这并不是说旅途一帆风顺。不是的。我们都知道人生路不会一直都平坦，总有艰难的时候。有时掉进车轮印下的凹坑，有时陷入泥泞，动弹不得。有时也可能偏离大道，看不清楚自己是谁，要去哪里。所以我们需要向导，需要属灵的地图，好让我们知道人生旅途中会遇到什么。
We're traveling the highway to Zion, the city of our God, but we're not the first ones to go down this same road. Many, many pilgrims have gone before us, and we can learn from them. We can benefit from the lessons they've learned.
我们正走在锡安大道上，前往我们神的城。但我们并不是第一批走这条路的人，有很多很多天路客已经走在我们前头，我们可以向他们学习，从他们学习的功课中得到帮助。
John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress is the best travel guide I know of. It certainly stood the test of time. Since he wrote it in the 1600s, every generation has read it and found amazing spiritual help. It never goes out of date.Because the spiritual pilgrimage we're on as believers today is the same as it was for John Bunyan in his day. Christian, that's the main character, goes through all kinds of dangers and toils and snares, and they sound very familiar. As you read them, you think, I know what he's talking about. I've been there. I've had that experience. But Bunyan not only tells you what to watch out for, he weaves in priceless spiritual counsel about how to handle difficulties.When they come your way.
约翰本人著作的《天路历程》是我所知的人生旅途手册，绝对经得起时间考验。从他在17世纪写了这本书以来，已经有几个世代的人从书中得到属灵的帮助。这本书不会过时，因为现今我们所走的天路和约翰本人那个时代是一样的。书中的主人公名叫基督徒， 他经过各样的危险、艰辛和网罗，这些也是我们所熟悉的。当你在读的时候呢，你会觉得，我知道他在说什么，我也经历过，我跟他有同样的经验。然而，本人不只是告诉你要提防什么，他也把珍贵属灵的建议呢交织在故事当中，让你知道如何处理所遇到的困难。I called out his name. I'm following Jesus now, and he knows the way. I made up my mind. I'll leave it behind. No turning back. No turning back. I'm moving on. Not looking back. I'm giving him all that I have. No turning back. No turning back. Though I may wander, I am not lost. So many distractions, but I look to the cross.
To listen in on this excerpt from Pilgrim's Progress as Faithful tells his friend Christian about a discouraging conversation he had with a man named Mr. Shame in the Valley of Humility. Listen up now for some wise spiritual counsel.
我想请你听听《天路里程》朗读选段，关于忠信对他的朋友基督徒说起了他与知耻先生在蒙羞谷一段令人泄气的对话，当中颇有属灵洞见。请你仔细听。
Did you encounter anything else in the valley?
Faithful.
Yes, I met one Mr. Shame. He said his name was Shame, yet after I got a little acquainted with him, I thought he had the wrong name and might be going under an assumed name. He was ashamed, all right, but not of himself, which he might have been, nor of anything he said or did. He was ashamed of me and the Pilgrim Way.
基督徒说，你在山谷里没有碰到别的事情吗？忠信说，有的，我遇到知耻先生，不过跟他交谈之后，我发现这人跟他的名字并不相称。他知道羞耻没错，但不是因为自己的所言所行感到羞耻，而是对我和这趟天路旅程感到羞耻。
Christian, what did he say to you? Faithful. He objected to my religion. He said it was a pitifullow, shameful business for a person to surrender his will and life to become a servant of religion, that a tender conscience was an unmanly weakness, and that for a person to watch over his own words, attitude, and conduct, tying himself down to rules that destroyed his liberty, which all brave people of these times have accustomed themselves to, would make him the ridicule and laughingstock of present-day society. He pointed out that not many wise men,Not many noble, not many great men of our time were out-and-out pilgrims. He said the pilgrims were mostly the unfortunate, the ignorant, and the low-income people, and that those of the higher class who professed to favor the pilgrim way had an axe to grind. They did it for profit, or selfish reasons. He tried to make me ashamed of many things which pilgrims believe in and practice.He said it was a shame for a man to sit whining and mourning under a sermon and then come sighing and groaning home. That it was a shame to ask my neighbor for forgiveness for petty faults or to make restitution for wrongs done to others.
基督徒问，他对你说了些什么？ 中信说，他反对我的宗教信仰。他说，一个人放下自己的意志和生命去做宗教的奴仆是件凄惨、下流、羞耻的事情。他说，一颗柔和的良心不是一个大丈夫应该有的东西。一个人对话语、行为要那样小心，以致使自己受到种种的束缚，不能像历代的英雄豪杰所习惯的那样为所欲为，这样做肯定会使他受到现代人嘲笑。他还说，现今社会没有任何有智慧、有地位或伟大的人会去做这种过时的天路客，只有那些不幸的、无知的、低收入的人才会去做天路客。那些地位高的人，即使加入天路客的行列呢，也是为了自己的利益或是一些自私的目的。他一直想要让我为了天路客所信与所行的事而感到羞耻。他说，一个人因为听了讲道就悲哀哭泣，或是回家唉声叹气，真是羞耻。还有啊，为了一点小错误就去请求邻居原谅，或是对人不好要改过，都是很羞耻的事情。
Christian, and what did you say to him? Faithful, I hardly knew what to say at first. I felt the blood come up in my face. Perhaps I was ashamed of myself for not having a good ready answer.But thank the Lord, at last I thought of the Master's words. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And then I said, Shame, you tell me what men are and what they do, but you tell me nothing about God. On the day of judgment, I will not be asked what men thought of me, nor will I be judged by what you and the world think, but I will be judged by God's word.God says is best, though all the world be against it. Seeing then that God has chosen this way for men, and desires a tender conscience, and seeing that they who are willing to become fools in the eyes of the world for his sake are wisest, and that the poor man who loves Christ is richer than the greatest man in the world who rejects him, you may go your way and leave me. You are an enemy to my salvation. My Lord says,Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him will I be ashamed when I come in the glory of my Father. If I entertain you, an enemy of my soul and of Christ Jesus, against the sovereign will of my Lord, then how shall I face him when he comes? And how shall I expect his blessings?
基督徒问，那你怎么回答他？中信说，开头我不知道说什么好，我的脸都涨红了。可能是因为我没有一早就想好的答案，所以感到羞耻吧。但是最后我想到主的话说，人所尊贵的是上帝看为可憎的。我就对支持说，你说的都是人类怎样怎样，却没有提到过神。在神的审判日，我不是按照人对我的看法，或是你和世界对我的想法来受审判，而是让神的话语来断定我的是与非。尽管全世界的人都抵挡神，神的话还是至善无比的。既然神为人类预备的道路就是这样，他喜爱人有柔和的良心，所以那些愿意为神的缘故而被世界看作傻瓜的人才是最明智的。一个爱基督的穷人比这个世界最伟大的人都还富足。所以你离开我走吧，你是我救恩的仇敌。我的主说，凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，我在我父的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。如果我违背我主的心意，接待你这个基督的仇敌，那么当我主再来的时候，我要如何面对他呢？我怎么能够得到他的祝福呢？
Faithful's encounter with Mr. Shame and the way he handled it helps us know what to do in the same situation.It's a very practical spiritual insight. Reorient yourself to God. Remember who your master is. Care about his approval and scorn the approval of the world. Be willing to be a fool in the eyes of the world for the sake of Christ. It's good to know other believers go through these same kinds of things. It's good to know what to do when we go through them as well. It's good to have a travel guide for pilgrimage.
中信和支持先生的相遇与对答能帮助我们知道同样情况该怎么处理，这是很实际的属灵洞见，就是要把自己转向神，记得谁是你的主， 要看重你的主对你的肯定，却看清这个世界对你的认可。愿意为基督的缘故做一个这世界看为傻瓜的人。能够看到其他基督徒通过这类事情的考验，真好。能够知道遇到同样情况我们该怎么办，真好。能够在天路历程中有位向导，真好。曾经有人说呢，人生就是一个不断选择的过程，我们每一天所做的每一件事情都是在选择当中完成的，我们一定要先选定一个方案，一个方向，我们才能进行下一步的行动。我们的人生也是这样，如果你选定了一个目的地，那么你所有的行动呢，都是围绕着你这个选择去完成的。前两天李诺在看一个综艺节目的时候，其中一个选手呢，就讲了这样的一段话，让我印象非常深刻。他说，我这个人最大的特点呢，就是一帆风顺，无论是学业，无论是工作，只要我想的，我努力的，我就一定能够做得到。那他为什么要讲他自己人生最大的特点呢？是因为在那个时候呢，他遇到了自己人生当中非常大的一个挫折。那么也就是说呢，一帆风顺绝对不是我们人生的常态，挫折、苦难、痛苦，甚至是绝望，反而是我们在人生当中常常要遇到的事情。也许你常常会听到这样的声音说，哎呀，我接下来人生的道路该怎么走，又或者说，哎呀，我以后要怎么活。 常常这些问题的出现是因为我们在这个物质世界当中某一部分的问题没有办法解决，甚至是不能得到满足的时候，人们就会发出这样的感叹哀怨。难道我们的人生注定就要在这种高山低谷来回的徘徊吗？其实李诺想到了一个职业，就是运动员。在他们的生命当中呢，奖杯或者说是名次是非常重要的，他们所有的训练也好，准备也好，都是为着要获得怎样的名次。当然我们都知道，表面的光鲜亮丽呢，就意味着他们在背后付出了许多的汗水、辛劳和伤痛。但是我想，作为任何一个运动员来说，如果在训练当中甚至是比赛当中经历了一些的伤痛就放弃的话，那么他一定得不到一个好的名次的。我们看过太多的运动员呢，他们都是经历了许多的伤痛，依然坚持下来，依然坚守下来，最终呢，获得了让众人都认可的成绩。那个成绩，那个名次，甚至那个奖杯，就是他职业生涯的指望和盼望。那么我们每一个人，在我们的人生当中，是否有一个终极的盼望？我们不是要看我们眼前的说，今天或者是今年，我要得到一个什么样子的东西，或者我们要完成一个什么样的任务。而是说我们一生的路走完之后，我们最终要达到什么地方。今天查尔斯说，我们人生的道路需要有一个向导，这个向导可以带领我们走到那个最完美的、最美好的、最荣耀的目的地，就是上帝那里去。朋友，你相信吗？我们的上帝是非常真实的，而且他愿意亲近我们，只要我们愿意来寻求他，来认识他，他就一定会帮助我们，带领我们，成为我们人生的向导，就好像他带领许许多多的人走过人生路一样。 I have decided, I called out his name, I'm following Jesus now, and he knows the way.关于今天节目当中所分享的，如果朋友你有什么想法或者感受呢，都欢迎你来信跟李诺分享。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966，122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。